気持ちいいです。やっぱりさ、本当にさ、絶対にまだ分からないんだけど、それさっきのさ、それさ、やりにくいかどうか、それなんだよ、やっぱりね。で、うちの連絡取りって、どういう気にしてくれてるの？あの、何？自分自身にどうしてんの？それぐらい、それぐらい、私は気がさせてくれてる。どうして？あの、こうなるのよ。あの、まだ、わしのやつに、もうそのようなことで、バッグサーバー、こういうバッグサーバーって言われる。で、こうしてさ、フレンズがあったら、サーバーに、ね、あれ、最初に読んだけどね、すべて手伝うんです。あとはね、この人に関しては、ラジオを始めるとか、あとはラジオを知ってもらうと、さっきね、ラジオに戻ってしまうんです。What about two more lines of the chapter? This is my goal to be out there. My special. The idea is about four people, Sue and Hollis, but he discovered a currency leader and decided. Also, a lot of stress came in the team. Several metal boxes, plastic bottles, about anyone, because it all came down together.He also appeared to be a key person, not together, but very happy. And his very interest immediately left my place. He arrived home around 11 a.m. and stayed his wife at his station. Then left to see Kevin McHugh, who runs an airfield, and is also interested in dating. After talking to McHugh a few weeks ago,But the McCain called the airfield to the table. The airfield here was added. Can you bring it out so you can see it? How far in the woods is it? About 7 miles of water. After this exciting question, Mr. McCain called the Department of Transport. But they could not give any answer to that. They found it terrible.Mr. McCain from there left for the next early Tuesday morning with a family. Mr. McCain came up to five metal boxes, out of the radio, and walked inside to open the door. But why was he here? He was a partner to him in the company too. The radio equipment was changing, and still said, My fellow, he could be 5 feet long, and on one side was a dynamite trap.The leadership of this. Both were men removed and left the object of the leadership. They were now sat in an isolated room on their very ear to himself. The next day was passed and they had to take groceries to the beach. Some busy looking ahead followed the isolated room.And after, and after, to recall that Mr. Tyson had turned and back that was sticking away in the air to light up the mountain with pleasure. That caused a lot of loss to others. The man, who got the picture card that had been taken of the object, gave quite a very fair picture of the mystery. On Thursday, another fell away.Then he got sick with a cold and could not go to the room. So, Laura thought they were going to be. The owner noticed that he would like to make a mistake to generate the box somehow, but never called me to find out where it was. He was only a small part of the business. He went back to the park on Friday to tell us that he liked the box. That's just time and work.I think that's a myth. Oh, that's right. Sure they are, though. So I have to take the transfer to the bucket. They were out of it. They were looking for the box. The horse was practiced for about half an hour. And all the trails in the woods had been mixed up. It was not until he got help from a couple of his men that he was able to bring the box to the transfer and to put it on the truck to go home. He arrived home about 4 p.m.He called Mr. McHale, who then called the owner to make an appointment for the meeting. Then, he called a few staff members. So on Sunday, December 1st, about 2 p.m., the ICT Times that ICDC needs to intervene a bit late. Only a few seconds of the thing changes in the mind of the clock. Now this is published, any serious meaning seems to be an idea in the thing. Some say, is it a man? Will it last? Not at all, asked if it was full of animals. I saw a plane during the spring, and it dropped something over that area. I think it's a lizard. Who would the man be that killed it? Are there any bones of a man found near it? Do you suppose it was supposed to blow us up? Was your husband scared when he saw it? And many more along the same line thought, I'd like to see inside. And so would I. On Wednesday, my husband was in the room. And about 7 a.m., a large army truck with 6 men passed. And the order was, back it up, and we'll load it. Who gave you the authority to move this? I said, who owns it? They didn't know. Then I said, it can't go in until it's owned or until my husband gives permission. Then they called credit cards and laid out the call sign from Melbourne Army Headquarters, stating they had orders from the RCMP to remove it. I said, the RCMP weren't interested before.
Why not?
And after a few more questions, they decided to ask for the permission. So, after a nasty corporal blew his top, we left. Next day, Thursday, Dave was home in the afternoon when the RCMP and the army truck arrived to take the thing. They promised him that he would save us in the attic
and to be notified of its owner by loading.
But after loading, no such promise was made. It was then government property. After much discussion, they left along with everything, including all the straps, books,
wires,
everything. They took the well and called everything nice. On Friday, Dave went to have the CBC picture of it, as he said. Nothing happened until the news of Wednesday morning of its identification. And that is all.